Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmond. Stephen Julian is AWOL, so joining us today is Brandon Kiever. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, Mike, new and improved co-host.
Absolutely. Looking good and feeling good?
Yeah. Hair short. It's not touching my ears, so I feel fantastic. And, you know, I've got a little bit more hair than Steven, so I think I'm better looking than he is.
I'll let you guys figure that one out. But we have a packed room today, a packed studio. A lot of great guests here. Trey is working alongside us as well. He's going to be doing the social media during the show, and we're going to have him on the air one of these days.
We might let him do that.
Maybe sooner rather than later.
If he keeps his phone off.
Yes, that's an inside joke there. We won't go into that right now. But joining us in the studio, like I said, several folks from Magnolia Golf Group. We have Rich Lockhart and Jeff Ely. We have Zachary Bennett, the president and CEO of Reformation Productions, and also Justin Williams. He's a partner with the law firm of Williams and Williams Law Firm. And Carl Odendahl from Pilgrim Mat Services also with us today here in the studio. We're going to start with Rich. And Jeff with Magnolia Golf Group. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Magnolia Golf Group, tell us about your company and what you guys do. Obviously, some golf's involved, but tell us specifically what Magnolia Golf Group is all about.
Well, Magnolia Golf Group's core business is helping take golf tournaments to the next level. We work with fundraising tournaments, networking outings, and we look to help them increase their sponsorship revenue and recognition and to enhance the overall event that they're offering to their attendees and to their sponsors. We have a number of products and services that we offer. We do a lot of tournament signage, so anything out on the course, hole signs, tee markers, pin flags. We have a very popular new sign we've been doing for the last year and a half, cart path stamps, which is basically a big advertisement on the cart path as the players all drive past it and over it. And we do a lot of player gifts and awards, or any type of polos and hats, divot tools, as well as the non-golf essential products, folding stadium chairs and Tervis tumblers, basically anything that a tournament would want to give to their players as the recognition tee gift, and as well any types of awards, framed pin flags, framed signature hole photos, a lot of different things to recognize the winners of the tournament and of the contests that go on during the day. As well, we have our unique product is a PGA-style leaderboard, which is a large LED display screen, a mobile unit on a trailer. We run sponsor logos through it, and then during the competition, we take photos of every team as they come by with the players' names up on the board. They can then download it from our website and then print it or put it on Facebook or tweet it out. It's a great keepsake for the individuals that come and play in these tournaments. We also do full tournament management with a handful of our clients, so running the tournament from A to Z, helping them out with everything that takes place. In addition to the golf side of things, we also have a growing special events business. We do use our display boards at a large number of special events, festivals, road races, walks, so a lot of the big fundraising walks that you see around town, we'll have our board there to display sponsor logos and messaging and schedules. We also have we have five of these display boards. Two of them are video boards where we have the ability to show live video feeds, run broadcast feeds. So we do tailgating parties, run DVDs. So we do movie nights with those types of things. And Jeff will get in. We've got a new board that just came in a couple weeks ago. And Jeff will get into a little more detail about the capabilities of that. We're real excited about what we can do with that. And then also do marketing with a lot of our clients, since we have access to a large number of promotional items. We do trade show promotions, corporate gifts, employee gifts, sponsor thank yous for a number of our corporate and nonprofit clients.
Would it have been easier to ask what you don't do? I think that might have been the question. Rich, Jeff, tell us how Magnolia Golf Group got started.
Well, we're in our 15th year. We started, Brian Riggins is the founder and managing partner, and he was involved in the golf industry, managing a handful of courses and saw tournaments coming in who kept making the same mistakes over and over. So first he asked them if he could sit on their committees to help them and guide them a little, and then saw that there was a business opportunity in helping these tournaments out and started Magnolia Golf Group. And for the first number of years, the address was Suite B because he started it out of his basement. And then about 7 years ago, moved into office space over in Roswell and have a good size office as well as a warehouse to house our display boards and a lot of the signage that we manage and inventory for our clients.
Rich, you guys are obviously more than just simple event planners when it comes to these tournaments. What types of organizations, what size businesses or entities do you guys work with?
Well, I'll steal that one from Rich. He covered just about everything here, so I'll try to fill in some details as we go. But the majority of our business, the core of our business is mostly charity and nonprofit outings. We have all sorts of different products and services. Rich rattled off a few, but we're basically a one-stop shop when you're doing a charity event to really help you ramp up your fundraising, recognize your sponsors, and just create a blowout event. And but it's kind of funny. We never know what's going to be on the other end of a phone call these days. With our LED boards, we've gone places we never even thought of, or no marketing department, nobody could have ever thought of. We've actually this year been traveling around a lot with different cycling events. We've been doing live feeds. We were at Winston-Salem last week or 2 weeks ago. In Athens and Roswell had a big cycling event, and we go just about everywhere.
Now, what kind of cycling? Are we talking like Daytona Beach during bike week, motorcycles?
No, these are your push and pedals.
They're,
you got Brandon all excited there for
exactly.
a second.
Oh, exactly.
I'm hearing motors and seeing chrome and, well, a little bit different story. Carbon fiber and spandex. That's what we're talking about.
Yep. And then we do a whole bunch of stuff, too, with a lot of chamber events. And actually, we just had a beautiful day on Monday with the Gwinnett Chamber. It was over at Summit Chase Country Club, and there are a ton of people out there supporting the chamber, and it was just a fantastic day.
Awesome. What, and in terms of, you mentioned the LED boards, help me clarify, because I'm thinking like an LED TV, or I'm thinking, you know, maybe like a small sign at the ballpark for when the kids play baseball. You've got a couple different signs because I've seen a few of them. How do you describe those to folks?
Well, like Rich just mentioned, we just got a brand new board. We debuted it at the Athens Criterium, the Twilight. And there were 30,000 people out there watching the race, and we did a live feed of the event as it went on. And it's the way you described it is pretty good, a TV, but it's just an enormous TV. It's 12 by 8 feet. It's got big side panels and top panels to recognize the event, to recognize your sponsors, and it really helps people ramp up their sponsorship dollars because they can see, you know, there were probably around 5,000 to 6,000 people just staring at that board the whole night while this bike race was going on, and, you know, people are just staring at the logos right there. New Belgium was a big sponsor there, and their logos, you know, front and center watching the race. So,
Mike, I want the TV.
Of course you do. We're talking with Rich Lockhart and Jeff Ely with Magnolia Golf Group. When these organizations or companies reach out to you guys, say, hey, we want to, for example, do a charity golf tournament, and we don't know, you know, what to go and what to do. And as Rich said, you kind of do it from A to Z, or one of you said it from A to Z.
Yep.
What's that conversation start like? Because I would think, do you have different levels? Like, well, you know, we don't maybe need the LED board because that's maybe a higher level. Talk us through the conversation you might have. And, you know, you're trying to figure out what their needs are.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, you kind of just hit the nail on the
head. Okay,
next question then. we really just try to start the relationship and fit the need. As you know, in lots of businesses.
So golf, it's not one size fits all.
Nope, golf tournaments kind of, they follow a nice little ebb and flow. Some years it's a huge blowout event, and some years they might have trouble getting sponsors and scale back. But we really just try to fit the need. There are certain events that'll come to us. They have 50 golfers and they just need a few hole signs, and we'll go ahead and do all the artwork for them. We'll print them, and the next year they said, "Hey, we're raising a bunch of money this year. We want to involve the LED boards. We want to do a great player gift. We want to do some more sponsor items." And like I said, we just fit the need wherever we see fit. There's no tournament too small, no tournament too big that we can help out.
Do you work just in the Atlanta area, or do you go outside the Atlanta area?
I'd almost say, sadly, no, we don't work inside Atlanta. As I mentioned, I've been on the road since about April 1st, and I won't stop until probably about July. I was in Winston-Salem a couple weeks ago, then to Athens, and now we're just starting the big NCAA season, which is really neat. We do live scoring for the NCAA National Championships every year on the display boards. They use this service called GolfStat, and we push that feed up onto the LED boards just like the PGA Tour. So Monday I hit the road. I go to Tulsa. From there I go to Wichita. And then I do a junior event in Greenville, Mississippi. And then I go straight to Illinois from there for about three or four events in Chicago.
So your office is golf courses across the country.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Tough life, Jeff.
There is seldomly a day where every single person will be in the Magnolia Golf Group office. We're kind of all over the place here and there.
So on your days off, I mean, do you guys go play golf? Or like that's the last place you want to be on your day off is on a golf course.
If I'm not working, I'm golfing. So really? Yeah, that's where you'll find me.
I've got to ask you this question. Is there a story you could pass along? Was there a company or organization that did their tournament themselves and realized, okay, we don't know what we're doing? And the following year, you know, maybe you took over. What are some of the mistakes that companies or organizations will make when they try to do it themselves?
A lot of people just don't understand the scope of these things. A lot of people, and you guys may know as well, Equinet, you've seen it. People play in these and they're like, oh, this is neat. Let's just do this. And they don't realize the back end that comes in to really get the sponsors on board, to get deal with the course. There's so many little odds and ends you don't think about, you know, as far as food. And one of the biggest things is budgeting. You have to really stick to a budget and live by it, because like I said, people don't realize what they're taking on. It's a full year process. After, we like to tell people, the day after your event, you're thinking of next year, you know, and it never ends.
Well, you mentioned the budget. If there's some other tips that you could give to companies or organizations that are trying to do something like this, what are some of the tips that you might share?
Well, one of the things we do from that standpoint is offer free golf tournament seminars, pretty much on a monthly basis. We take a month off here and there because of being busy or a lot of folks out traveling. But it's a service that we provide to offer those tips to golf tournaments and kind of go through. It's a three-hour session. It's a free tournament. We also do offer lunch, so there is a such thing as a free lunch. And we were able to go through, spend the first half going through the planning process of what it takes to put on a golf tournament. And as Jeff mentioned, really delve into what that time commitment is. And a lot of clients that we work with they do try and do it on their own and realize what the level of work is, and then look for some help, and we're a good source for that. So we spend the first half talking about the planning process. The second half is the day of operations and what it takes to actually get there that day and put on the tournament once you've brought in all the sponsors and all the golfers and putting on a good event. Because there's a, you know, what we find is there's a mixture between that, the fundraising side and the experience level. You know, if you only want to raise money and don't want to give a really look at the experience, then people are going to look at your event and say it was a good event. They raised a lot of money, but it wasn't all that much fun to play in. The other side of it is you could offer the most fun event in the world and have all kinds of contests and gifts and free alcohol the whole day, but you're not going to make as much money. So from the organizer standpoint, they don't see that as the most successful. So we try and talk about that balance between the fundraising and the experience level side of things with the tournament. And we do go through some of those tips and the nice to haves and the things you really need to do throughout that tournament. I'll actually let Jeff share a couple of the tips that we talked through it during the seminars.
Yeah, I'd say that the biggest tip that's just the most important thing when you first look at a golf tournament, when you first want to set one up, is your committee. That's what was just what we preach in our seminars, and we touch on a bunch of different topics, but you live and die by your committee, and it's real interesting, because you'll get in certain organizations where you just work with, if a company wants to put on a golf tournament and they put together a committee of five employees to go reach out, they don't realize that every single one of these five people have the exact same contacts, and they're going to burn them out in a week trying to call people and come sponsor. So it's really important to form a good, strong committee of people of different organizations, different walks of life, who can really reach out to potential people who you might know and who you may never have thought would have come to your tournament. And we always preach that people will either come to your tournament for one of two reasons. And it's because they either A, believe in your cause, and which is a great one. We work with so many different causes across the board. So people who have been affected by that, they'll jump right on board. Or they believe in the person who is asking them. And that's why it's really important to have different committee members who aren't afraid to go out and reach out and ask new people to come join your event.
We're talking with Rich Lockhart and Jeff Ely there with Magnolia Golf Group.
Mike, it's clear to me that Magnolia Golf really has the expertise on running these types of charity events and these types of tournaments. And what I want to ask you guys is, how do you contact or how do you find your potential clients, especially when you're running a national organization?
Well, a lot of our clients come through referrals, where it's folks either know somebody who's putting on a golf tournament and see what they're doing and say, hey, Magnolia Golf Group can help you. And as well, you know, if they somebody wants to put on a golf tournament, they contact one of the golf courses. And the golf course, well, you really need to talk to Magnolia. As I said, one of the things we do is that seminar. And let me throw in that our next seminar is coming up on June 5th. It's Thursday, June 5th from 9 a.m. to noon. And if you can get information on our website, magnoliagolfgroup.com, on how to attend that. But it's really a lot of the referrals, people out at events who see us and see what we do and want to come in, and whether they're thinking about it, putting on a golf tournament, or they've been doing it for years, or they have a special event and realize that the display board would be a good asset for something like what they're putting on.
For people that are looking to do maybe a golf tournament, maybe a road race, talking about the cycles or another kind of event, when's the best time of year to hold a fundraiser like that?
Well, it's funny, just being here in Georgia, right in Gwinnett, you can play golf just about 365 days out of the year. So one kind of point we touch on a lot in our seminars is if your organization has a big gala or anything like that, a big fundraiser on the other side, you know, you don't want to follow up with a golf tournament begging for more money a month later. So
right.
A lot of times it just depends on your organization. As far as golf goes, you can really do it any time of the year. A little tip here is those you can get a lot better rates in the summer if people want to go ahead and play golf in August. You're risking a 120 degree day, but you'll get some better rates from the golf courses. And then also early spring and late fall, you might risk a little flurries here or there, some cold weather, but you'll get some much better rates from the golf course if that's something you're really focused on. But as far as a gorgeous day for golf, just right in the middle of spring and fall, that's where the heart of our events really fall in May and October. And like we said, we just had that Gwinnett Chamber, and it was gorgeous just on Monday. So they picked a beautiful day for it.
Has to be a great time of year for golf, especially with this Duck Dynasty beard you got going on. It's been on the road so much. Well, for you guys, what is the vision for Magnolia Golf? I mean, I didn't realize that you've been around for 15 years, and I know especially in the last five, you've really grown outside the Southeast. What's the next 5 years look like?
Well, next is continue to work with a lot of and more nonprofit organizations on their fundraising, not only golf tournaments, but other special events, as well to, you know, we're possibly looking to expand to additional markets, just to see, you know, as Jeff mentioned, there are a couple markets that we do a lot of work in and may be open to expand beyond just the Atlanta market. And then as well, with our new video board, we will be doing a lot more of the live video feeds, broadcast feeds, so a lot more movie nights. We do a handful of tailgating parties throughout the year. We've got one coming up at the end of this month, May 31st, with the city of Suwannee in Suwannee Town Center. They do an annual Braves game on the green, we'll bring out our video board, and they'll tap in the live feed of a Braves away game. And last year they had more than 2,500 people there, and I know this year they're looking to grow that event. We also do a couple of tailgating events, football tailgating events, throughout the fall. Right now, with the city of Alpharetta, and we will be doing more of those type events with these video boards. So we're really looking to expand a lot of the business in what we're doing with the video boards, and as you mentioned, with a lot of the special events outside of the golf industry, and then also looking to expand the marketing side of things with our promotional items.
Right. Now, Mike, I've heard some stories off mic before we went on the air about Magnolia Golf. You guys do some pretty sizable tournaments and work with some pretty big companies, and we've really spoken in general to this point in the interview. Give us some names. Name drop a little bit on some of the names we may have heard of, or some of the events that you all have stepped in and run that fundraising or that nonprofit event.
Well, we do a handful of events with the American Cancer Society. We started last year working with the Tommy Nobis Foundation, which is a huge golf tournament over at Marietta Country Club. As well, Jeff referred to the chambers. We do about almost a dozen Chamber of Commerce golf tournaments that we work with, and Gwinnett Chamber being one of those. But most of the chambers throughout the Atlanta area we do work with. And as well, growing within the live event spectrum, we do a handful of events with U.S. Kids Golf, with the PGA Junior League Golf, the NCAAs.
And to some of the non-golfers out there on listening in, one of the new ones to this year is we're working with Upton Brothers on their big fundraising event this year. So they're trying to put together a big blowout event at the very end of the year, and we're looking forward to that.
might have been. We could end the interview like we started it by telling us who are you not working with, because it sounds like. But any business, never too big, never too small. Check these guys out: Rich Lockhart, Jeff Eadley with Magnolia Golf Group. For those business leaders that are listening in that want to find out more, reach out to you and talk to you about maybe helping them with their event. Where can they go to get more information?
Well, we got the website, magnoliagolfgroup.com. You can follow us on Facebook and as well Twitter at magnoliagolfgrp.
Great.
And as well, and as Brandon's been to our office, we are welcoming. We love people to come over, visit the office, give them a tour of the warehouse, kind of walk through what we do from an operational standpoint, and show them a lot of the products that we can offer.
Yeah, we have a fun spot there in Roswell, and we're an open door, so anyone is welcome to come on in and chat and steal some of our ideas. So
right.
Come on by.
So the website, once again, magnoliagolfgroup.com. Rich, Jeff, appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us, guys.
All right. As we continue here on Gwinnett Business Radio, joining us now on the other side of the table is Zachary Bennett. He's the president and CEO of Reformation Productions, and he's joined by one of his clients, I believe, Justin Williams, an attorney at the law and partner firm of or he's a partner with the law firm of Williams & Williams. And gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's start with Justin. Tell us about your law firm, Williams and Williams, and then we'll ask Zachary about his company, and then I'll ask about the relationship you guys have.
Well, Williams and Williams is comprised of myself and my dad. So we're a father-son team, and we practice primarily personal injury and misdemeanors, criminal defense, for instance, driving under the influence, and possession of marijuana and misdemeanors like that. And we just started that in 2014. I had been on my own with the law firm of Justin D. Williams from December of 2011 up until we started Williams & Williams Law Firm.
I just want to be clear that we have never met before. That's correct, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure you didn't represent me. We didn't see each other in court, because I've never had those issues, not yet. But if I do, I know who to run to.
Everybody heard that. Not yet.
Not yet. And hopefully never. But if it were to happen, he's the guy for me. Zachary, tell us about Reformation Productions.
All right. Well, we're a full-service marketing firm, and we help local and regional businesses to grow their business through marketing, using the same process that Fortune 500 companies use, which is one of the reasons that I wanted to bring Justin here on the show with me, is because we've just got done really building his foundation and going through a lot of the steps and the initial process of finding out who he is, developing his brand, figuring out who his target is, that sort of thing, and started to create some of his communication tools that he's going to use for marketing.
Well, I know your company helps specialize, in helping companies grow their business, taking them to that next level, branding, marketing. Talk about that, and maybe even specifically how you've specifically helped Justin's business.
Okay, well, when we met with Justin, he had a real desire to take his business to the next level and to grow. He had the passion that's necessary to do so. I tell people all the time that, we can give you the strategies, we can give you the tools. What we can't provide is the drive that's necessary as a business owner to really become successful. He had all that in a nutshell. He's a wonderful client, which is why I wanted him to to be here with us. When we started with him, we started off in the course the branding process, which is trying to figure out who he was as a company. We took him and his father, and because we were starting Williams & Williams, like he mentioned, and tried to determine what was going to make them different than the other law firms that are out there. So we went through that process together, determined who his clientele would be, what it was that they would like to see, and really started our relationship from there.
Justin, talk about working with Reformation Productions and your thoughts as you got started.
Well, it's quite a process. It's I believe a 6-stage process. And first was identifying ourselves. Who are we? And that was a tough question. I struggled with it during our meeting. because you can't see the picture when you're inside the frame. So it's tough to identify yourself. Through a lot of brainstorming, we came up with characteristics of myself and then characteristics of my dad. And really what summed it up was passion, which would be me, and then wisdom, my dad, and then the results that we get as a law firm. It was a great experience because it opened my eyes into what it takes to, one, get a brand and to get out to the public.
So you discovered a lot just by working with Zachary. Were you surprised what you found out, or did you kind of know it was there and he helped you pull it out, or were there things that you didn't realize that Reformation Productions helped you find out?
Well, first, I didn't know what to expect. Reformation Productions was very systematic and methodical in the way they created our campaign. And each step, we went through and I saw where we were going. And with the finished product, I couldn't have been happier. The website looks fantastic. All the materials that they've provided looks great. The logo's awesome. And I just couldn't have been happier with the whole process.
Now, Justin, my question is, we're seeing the blossoming of a new brand, of a new law firm, Williams & Williams, and you're the younger half, you're the younger partner. How did your father relate to and what was his experience like when you were discovering what that new brand is?
Well, my dad really is from the old school, so when law firms have a brand, that's new to him.
Right.
It's usually just a name. Or a couple names. He just went along with it. I mean, his reaction was, okay, if this is the future, then let's go with where it leads.
Zachary, what's it like working with businesses that are either transitional or in this case, really a rebranding, because you had two different firms that were partnering and establishing a new company? What do you guys look for and what's some of your strategies when you're approaching businesses in that position?
We look at every business individually, of course, because depending on who you are from the business owner standpoint to begin with, your personality is going to be different than somebody else, even if they do the same thing. So we look at everybody individually as a business, try to figure out what the personality of that business is, which normally comes from the business owners. So we had to figure out, with combining both Justin and Dennis, they both brought different things to the table. So how did those complement each other? What did that mean for the firm as a whole? And then with the different areas of expertise that they brought there with their clients, what were the strengths that they were bringing to their clients? How would they react to and go back and forth communicating with the firm and become what would establish that relationship in a way that would mutually benefit both the business and the clients. So we had to figure out who they were and then who the clients were with them being together, because it's a little different field, because his dad has years and years of experience. He's seen all kinds of different things. He really brings a lot to the table. Whereas Justin is just, he's on fire. He's got principles. He's got, he's really a joy to work with as well, but they bring different things to the table. So how do you communicate what makes them special to their clients was really the target that we focused on initially.
We're talking with Zachary Bennett. He's with Reformation Productions, and also Justin Williams with the Williams & Williams Law Firm. Justin mentioned the website. And guys, when you were looking at the website, what were your goals and aspirations with the website? What were you hoping to do with the web, and what was it bringing to the company?
Well, a website nowadays is really probably the most important marketing asset that a company has, because whenever anybody hears about you from word of mouth or a magazine or radio or any other aspect, the first thing that they're going to do is go to your website and see who you are. So it was really important that his website represent who the company was in a way that was going to be acceptable to their clientele, also their peers. So there was a certain level of professionalism that was necessary simply because of the industry that he's in. So we tried to make sure that it would communicate well across all of those avenues. We put in several best practices that there are nowadays because, you know, the technology is constantly changing. So there's certain things that you have to do when you make a website now that's different than you did 5 years ago. Which is why companies are constantly updating their website because the technology changes. So we wanted to make sure that he had something that was a good representative of who he is, would speak well to his targets, and also used the best technology that was available nowadays.
Zachary, while you were working with Justin and his dad, did you have some challenges? Because, you know, I'm thinking, as Justin said, is that your dad's a little old school. And today with social media sites and SEO and things that he probably never heard of in his life, was that a little bit of a challenge where Justin was on board, but his dad, you kind of had to explain it a little bit? Or was the dad like, hey, you guys just take it and run with it?
I think that Dennis, Justin's father, trusts him wholeheartedly. And you know, this whole thing when it started was Justin's baby, and I think he trusts him to really take the business, which includes them, includes, you know, both of them. So it is a family business, but the son is really leading it. So he trusts him to do what was necessary, and as long as we don't make him get on Twitter himself, I think he'll be doing well.
Well, Justin said that his dad had the wisdom, so obviously he does have wisdom because he said, "Listen, son, you go ahead and know what's best for our company."
Exactly. He was very hands off. He said, "You know, I do trust you, Justin," and you know, social media is not his thing. Practicing law and serving clients, that's what he wanted to do. And touching on something Zach said, that was exactly it. Identifying who we were, I had no idea what was going to come of the whole process, but they nailed it. Reformation Productions nailed it with who I am and what I want to do, and that I'm passionate about serving clients. And my dad has decades of experience in all aspects of law. And so really that's what they identified as, okay, that's great that you're a father-son team, but what does that translate into for potential clients? And so that's where we came up with the Passion Wisdom results. It speaks to the clients and hopefully has them contact us.
Justin, I know that, you know, your father has a tremendous amount of experience and you've obviously been established in the Atlanta market for a couple of years. With having so much experience across Georgia law, was it, and now your new firm focuses on DUI defense and personal injury. Did that particular market focus come through the branding process, or is that something you guys had decided, this is the area you want to focus on, let's figure out how to communicate to those clients?
It was the area that, those were the two areas that we wanted to focus on.
Okay.
Because those are really fun for both me and my dad. We both love researching the law, drafting documents, motions, whatever it may be. And it's just a lot of fun doing personal injury and criminal defense.
When he's talking about it being fun, he has this energy inside of him to really protect people and their rights. And when that comes across, you know, if somebody has done something in those areas, they've been, you know, cut off by somebody, and they've been in an injury from an automobile accident, or they've been stopped possibly in a wrongful fashion by the police, and they've gotten charged with a criminal issue. If there's something that's in it that he can get behind from a passionate standpoint, it's actually really exciting to hear about.
You know, earlier we were listening to our guest from Magnolia Golf Group, and they're talking about, you know, doing the tournaments and charity events from A to Z. And looking at the list here, some of the things that you've done, Zachary, for Justin's firm, I mean, from business cards, the logo, to stationery, signage in the – I mean, you guys pretty much run the gamut as well.
Yeah, we do. We're a full service firm. We handle everything from the branding aspects that we've talked about, consumer targeting, and then the strategies behind it. So that's campaign development and figuring out, okay, which avenues are going to be the wisest and the most efficient ways to market your company from an efficiency standpoint. And then also we create the tools that you mentioned, be it corporate ID materials like business cards. cards and stationery, and then signage. We do video, radio spots, events, magazine ads, the whole gamut. Anything that you need as far as communicating with your public is something that we do as an agency.
I understand you guys are doing some video blogs on the website. Tell us about that.
We are. One of the things we talked about, technology with websites earlier, video blogging is very popular right now. And one of the things that we do with Justin is we do a weekly video blog where he communicates with his potential clients and really his fan base of people that come back just to watch what he has to say. It's like having his own TV show every week. And he shares a lot of different things and gives insight to people about the law that they might not know, because he's the expert in it. There's things that I learned every time he comes in. Do you want to talk a little bit about the types of stuff that you've?
Oh, sure, certainly. Well, obviously, the vlogs are focused on personal injury and DUI. And what I'm trying to do is educate the public, but also provide a level of comfort to them that they can contact us and they will have professional and competent counsel on their side.
So they're video blogs, but they're vlogs, as you say.
Exactly.
Okay.
We're not speaking German, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. Tell us a little bit more about your law firm. And I know this is something that Zachary probably had to pull out and help with the branding, but there's law firms on every corner, Justin. What makes you guys unique? What makes you a little bit different?
Well, there are a lot of great law firms out there. What we want to do is meet the client's need, make the client feel comfortable under the circumstances, because being arrested or being in an accident, you're frustrated, you're confused, you don't know where to turn. And so we're trying to provide the softest landing possible. And so we hopefully communicate that to people and to the public. But
And that's what Zachary's, I guess, and that's part of your job, Zachary, is to pull that and find that uniqueness and help share that.
Right. There's you really, as a client of Williams & Williams, you get the best of both worlds. You have a young lawyer that is on fire and really willing to go the extra mile because he really enjoys it. And then you have the seasoned attorney that has all the years of, well, I've seen this in my lifetime, and I've had this case, and I remember when this law was written. And so you're getting that combined together. And that's really, really powerful when it comes to defending you or representing you in a personal injury case or any area of law for that matter. So really bringing the best of both worlds together through their partnership was what we focused on.
All right. So, Justin, if there's somebody out there and they're going through some unfortunate circumstances, they've either been involved in an accident, maybe a DUI or so forth. We all know they need to go to the website, first of all, and check things out and get a lot of information there. So give us the website and give us any other contact information you want to share for somebody that may want to look into your services.
Okay. Our website is WilliamsandWilliamsLawFirm.com. A shorter version is www.attorneys.com. It'll take you to the same site.
If they do Williams & Williams, is it with the A-N-D?
A-N-D.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the phone number to contact us is 770-823-2711.
Great. And Zachary, for that company that's ready to go to the next level and they want to get in touch with Reformation Productions, give us all your contact information.
Okay. You can reach us, of course, on the web, which is reformationproductions.com. We're, of course, also on Facebook. You can find us there. We're very active with social media, Facebook, Twitter, that sort of thing. And then, of course, the phone number is 678-825-8086.
Great. Zachary, good to see you.
You too.
Zachary Bennett, the president and CEO of Reformation Productions, and Justin Williams, an attorney with the law firm of Williams & Williams. Justin, great to meet you as well.
Thank you.
All right. Our next guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio, from Pilgrim Mat Services, Carl Odendahl. Carl, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Mike? Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you. Pilgrim Mat Services, for those not familiar with your company, tell us all about Pilgrim Mat Services and what you do.
Well, I'll start by saying you've had some excellent guests on this morning, some exciting businesses, civil litigation, brand awareness, golf tournaments, and networking. Facilities services is a little less exciting.
No. You can make it exciting, or
sure.
B, you need to talk to Zachary. He'll help you make it exciting.
I understand. But you've had some great guests on. I appreciate being here. Facility services, we provide a lot of things that help people that have to manage a building, a business, a warehouse, a manufacturing facility, a restaurant. We provide a lot of different things that help them keep that facility running on a day-to-day basis. I mentioned earlier that it's not the most exciting thing. It's not at the top of everybody's list until you go without it for a few days. And then people start to perk up and pay attention. If you run out of soap in your bathroom, somebody notices that. If you run out of other paper products in your bathroom, after a couple of days, people notice that. So we're a facility services company. We try to help anybody that's tasked with managing a facility do all of the things that they need to do so that that business can focus on what they're an expert at.
Can you give me an example of some of the businesses you work with? And if I were to walk into that business, what are the things that you're kind of handling that a customer or somebody like me might not even really notice?
Well, you'll notice the first thing that we do, our company name is Pilgrim Mat Services. So we focus on custom safety floor mats. When you walk in the door of different businesses throughout the community, and we scale on a lot of different levels, our customers include the local Chick-fil-A, and we scale all the way up to Children's Hospital of Atlanta. So we're
stepping all over your work all the time.
You're stepping all over our stuff all the time. Tread lightly. Be appreciative of those logos and mats that we put out there. Our route service representatives work hard to make sure that those mats are down in the right place, that they're clean. They're providing their own brand awareness when you walk into one of our facilities. So we start at the front door. I like to say that if you have a door, a floor, or a bathroom, you are a prospect or a customer of mine. So we start at the front door, and then we do other services like provide toilet paper and paper towels in the bathroom, air fresheners in the restroom, make sure that there's soap every day when you go to wash your hands. We also are a full-service commercial laundry. So we launder textiles. And that can include simple things like bar towels and kitchen aprons at your local restaurant. It can also include shop towels and different things that those blue-collar people out there use to keep clean when they're fixing cars or working on equipment.
So the next time I'm at a restaurant or a business, if there's no soap or no paper towels or whatever, I know they're probably not using you then.
They're most likely using one of our competitors as a vendor, yes.
Well, so you see how I teed you up for that?
Yeah,
done, Carl.
Bad. It goes with the golf theme today,
that,
Mike. Thank
that
you.
That was nice.
For business leaders and business owners, and that's usually who are listening to our program, are there more specific niches or companies that you work with, or pretty much anybody, you can handle anybody?
We can. Well, that's a good question. I mentioned earlier that anybody with a door, floor, or bathroom is a prospect.
I'm trying to think who would not have a door, floor, or bathroom.
And pretty much everybody does. But
everybody has their niche and their specialty.
You betcha. And we have about 1,000 customers in the Atlanta metro area. As far as different, I like to call them vertical industries, whether that's the restaurant industry, whether that's manufacturing, whether it's distribution, or whether it's light industrial. We focus a lot on manufacturing companies and light industrial companies that realize they need to provide a safe floor for their employees and for their customers when they walk in. Our floor mats that are out there on 1,000 businesses' floors, they clean and dry the feet when people walk in, make sure nobody has an accident while they're working there or while they're shopping there. So as far as scaling between the size of companies and as far as being able to adapt to different vertical industries, we really cross them all. Now, that being said, we focus on condominium buildings downtown all the way out to warehouses in the Buford industrial area. So we do everything.
You mentioned downtown. You mentioned mm-hmm. Buford. I mean, do you service the entire metro Atlanta area?
We do. We are a local Atlanta metro company. And we've been located, our facility is located in Tucker. It's been there since 1968. We have a lot of competition for business in this area. And we really like to focus on the fact that in the facility services business, you have a local company as an option. And there are a lot of businesses and business owners that resonates with. So they appreciate the fact that we're local. We service companies just about 50 miles from the city center. We've got 8 routes going every day. There's guys on trucks delivering goods and services all throughout the city, Monday through Friday. So we're a local Atlanta metro company, and we're very proud of that.
We're speaking with Carl Odendahl of Pilgrim Mat Services. Carl, talking about having that local option, for a lot of these companies, they're essentially just a supply house. They're trying to sell people a lot of items, and it's getting some volume and redoing that order month to month. And having that personal touch, being that personal laundry service services company, what is that experience like from a customer's perspective when they work with Pilgrim Mat Services?
Well, I tend to stay away from talking about my competition as much as I can, especially with a law firm in the room. But
he looks vicious,
and I do like to focus on what we do, how we do it, and what separates us
sure.
from other people. And that is our employees. We are a route sales-based company. That means if you're a customer, you get goods or services from Pilgrim Mats on a weekly or a every other week basis. Okay, that means somebody on a Pilgrim truck comes out to your business and delivers things, interacts with your people. And we're very proud of those route reps. In our industry, there's a high turnover of route reps. And if you're a customer of a vendor of ours, you may see a different guy dropping your stuff off at your business. There may be 3-4 different guys every year. Okay, we're very proud of the fact that we have substantial longevity at our business. Our route reps average over 7 years on the same route. We have one gentleman that covers the southeast section of the city that is over 25 years now on the same route. So wow. If you're asking me what differentiates us from our competition, it's the people. And it's those guys out there every day making sure that we deliver what we tell you we're going to deliver.
That's valuable. Yeah. That's really valuable. I mean, Mike, the business has been around for 48 years, and they've got employees that have 20-plus years history. They got to be doing something right.
You know what would also make you different, Carl? If all those employees wore Pilgrim hats.
Yes.
That would be cool.
Right.
Is there a reason, Pilgrim Mat, any story to the name by chance?
Our owner, the owner of our company who started it in 1968, his father had a dry cleaning business that he purchased from somebody else, and it was called Pilgrim back in the day. So the Pilgrim name has been around the Atlanta area for a very long time. We're very proud of it. If you see one of our employees or route service reps, they will have a Pilgrim hat on. They'll have a Pilgrim jacket. They'll have a Pilgrim uniform. If you see one of our trucks, there's a big green Pilgrim plastered all over the side of it. So we're very proud of it.
It's great branding.
Yes, it's our effort to work on branding.
You must have worked with Reformation Productions at some point.
Either that, I'd like to learn more. It was very informational this morning.
Mike, I've got a commercial for them for Thanksgiving coming up a couple months away. You need to go totally into the holiday spirit. Total Pilgrim attire. Have the guys in the, you know, the Dutch looking shoes and the short pants and the big hat. Go all out.
Wait a minute.
What do you think?
You're dissing one of our other guests here who's in the branding business. He should be coming up with this idea, not you.
What do you think, Zachary?
I think that depending on how you did it, it could be detrimental, so be careful.
Oh, that's why you're not in the business, Brandon.
Oh,
let it stay with the experts.
That's why they're here.
Carl Odendahl with Pilgrim Mat Services. Were you going to add something to that?
I was going to say it's a great idea. Just don't suggest I run around handing out turkeys or anything like that.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
How has the facility services industry changed over the years?
Well, our industry has changed a little bit in that a long time ago, our company and the rest of the companies that do what we do really focused on uniform rental. And that's still a very big part of the business of many of the companies that I compete against. Pilgrim Mats is not in the uniform business anymore. In 1992, the federal government passed the Americans with Disabilities Act. And for most of us, when we hear of the ADA or the Americans with Disabilities Act, we think of a ramp outside your business so that someone in a wheelchair can gain access to your business. And yes, the ADA does cover that part of your facility, but it also, there's a provision, Section 4 of the Americans with Disabilities Act, requires business owners and managers to provide a safe floor for their employees and customers to work on. So in 1992, our company focused on that niche, for lack of a better term, to focus on those floor mats and custom safety floor matting so that people that run and manage facilities can provide a safe floor for their employees and customers. And when our route reps drop off that floor matting, it's their job to make sure that that facility is in compliance with the ADA.
Carl, before we ask about all your contact information so folks can reach out and find out more information about your company, I forgot the question I was going to ask now.
I know what it was because I know where we are in the show, Mike. All right.
I know what it was.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, let's see if this is what you were thinking.
No fighting.
You know, for that business owner, business leader out there who has a company, and they're thinking, I don't need Carl. I don't need Pilgrim Mat Services. I can do it all myself. What would you say to them?
I would say, yes, you can. You can do it all yourself. You can.
And that's our interview. Thank you very much.
You can. You can run to a store and get certain things that you need to keep your facility up and running. You can do that if you want to allot that time in your schedule. What I would offer is just a 10-minute conversation about what we can do to help you keep your facility safe and clean, to take that responsibility away from you so that you can focus on making and producing whatever your product or service is. We're a professional facility services company. Let us worry about your facility so that you can worry about what you're a professional at.
That's a great point. Well said. Carl, for those companies then that do need to reach out to you to take care of all these other things so they can concentrate on their specialty, what's the best way to find out more information and what's the best way to contact you?
Well, an excellent source of information about our company is our website. It is www.pilgrimmats.com. That's PILGRIMMATS.com. Our facility is located at 1815 Fellowship Road in Tucker. And the best way to get a hold of me is give me a call. Phone number is 678-613-8077.
Carl Odendahl with Pilgrim Mat Services. Thank you so much, Carl.
I appreciate you having me on. Thanks, guys.
All right. A big thank you to not only Carl, but our other guests here in the studio as well. Rich Lockhart and Jeff Ely with Magnolia Golf Group and Zachary Bennett with Reformation Productions and Justin Williams with the law firm of Williams and Williams. A quick reminder that you can listen to this show and enjoy all of our Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7 by logging on to GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X and to like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/GwinnettRadioX. If you want to see what these guys look like, go to our Facebook sites or our Twitter sites, and you can actually see and put a face with the voices. For Brandon Keever.
Hey, Mike, we had some great interviews, and that last question for Carl, that's exactly what I was thinking.
We are thinking alike.
That's it. We great minds think alike. Absolutely.
I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.